Today we're going to be learning Daf Hei Amud Aleph of Maseches Megillah as we continue our 60-day march up to Purim to try to finish Maseches Megillah in time for Purim. We left off on the top of Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Megillah b'zmana, karun aseh filu b'yachad. We've been talking a lot about reading Megillah earlier than Purim, on as early as Yud Aleph Adar, Yud Beis Adar, Yud Gimel Adar. So Rav says, well, when you read Megillah on the right day, on actual Purim, then you could read Megillah even without a minyan. Shalom b'zmana ba'asara. But if you read Megillah early, if you're from those villages where you're allowed to read Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa, on the market day, on the previous Monday, the previous Thursday, so then you can only do it with a minyan. You have to make sure you have a minyan. Rav Asi Amar, but Rav Asi disagrees. He says, Bein bizmana, bein shalom bizmana, ba'asara. Even on Purim, you need to make sure that you have a minyan. You have to go out of your way to see to it that you lay Megillah with a minyan. Not only if you lay it early, even if you lay it on time. So even though this was a machlokas between Rav and Rav Asi, and Rav wasn't so strict, he thought on Purim you don't need to be so careful to look for a minyan. When it came down to it, Rav himself actually was machmir for the opinion of Rav Asi. He was strict to make sure to look for a minyan and insist on having a minyan when they read Megillah, even on Purim itself. So the Gemara asks, Umi Amar Rav Hachi, does Rav really hold this way? Does he really hold that you need to insist on a minyan, even on Purim itself? Vaham Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei De Rav. Didn't Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas tell us, in the name of Rav, that Purim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Zmanam? When Purim falls out on Shabbos, the Zman of Mikra Megillah is Friday. So Erev Shabbos Zmanam, what does that mean? The Zman is Friday. Va Shabbos Zmanam Hu. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, the real Zman is Shabbos. It's not really Friday. Ela Lav Hachikamer. This is what it means to say. Shalo Bizmanam Kizmanam. That when Purim falls on Shabbos, we will treat Friday as if it were the actual day of Purim in the following sense. Mazmanam afilu biyachid, just like when Purim falls out on the day of Purim itself, when Purim falls on a weekday, you're allowed to read the Megillah even without a minyan. Afshalo bizmanam afilu biyachid. So too, when Purim falls on Shabbos, you're allowed to read the Megillah without a minyan on Friday. But bottom line is, what you see from there is that Rav holds that you're allowed to read the Megillah without a minyan, at least on Purim itself. So how can we say that Rav was machmir for Rav Asi, that he always insisted on having a minyan, even on Purim itself? We see from here that Rav holds that when Purim falls on Shabbos, we treat Friday like it's the day of Purim, and he therefore doesn't require a minyan. So you see, the Rav does not require a minyan when Purim falls on when you're reading the Megillah on the actual day of Purim. So says Gemara, no, we misunderstood. Says the Gemara, where am I? Lo, the inyan mikra Megillah ba'asara. So he said, Linyan Mikra Megillah Basara, Elamai Erev Shabbos Manam. So he said, no, it's not about Mikra Megillah Basara. This isn't about whether you need a minyan. So what does it mean when it says that Erev Shabbos becomes the Zman? La Fuke Mita Rebbe, Da Marhol Vinitchwa Yaros, Mimakaman, Yidchu Liyama Knisa. All Rav means to say over here is to not hold like Rebbe's opinion. That Rebbe holds, once you're not going to lay in the Megillah on the right day, which is Shabbos, which is Yud Aleph Adar, so we might as well push it all the way back to Thursday instead of pushing it back to Friday. Well, Hakamashman, so Rav comes to tell me, no, the Erev Shabbos Zmanamu, that the real Zman is Erev Shabbos. When Purim falls out on Shabbos, the Zman to read the Megillah is not all the way back to Thursday, it's back to Friday. So Rav's comment has absolutely nothing to do with whether you need a minyan or not, and therefore we could stick to our guns that Rav actually was machmir for Rav Asi's opinion to always require a minyan. So our first main point on this Amud is that there is a machlokas whether Megillah on the day of Purim has to be read with a minyan, or it could even be read without a minyan. And even Rav, who thought it could be read without a minyan, was machmir for Rav Asi's opinion that it should be read with a minyan. Even Rav, who is lenient to read it without a minyan, when it came down to practice, was machmir for Ravasi's opinion to only read it with a minyan. Says the Mishnah, Ezo here ir gedola. So we spoke about three different types of places. We spoke about cities that have a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. They read on Shushan Purim. We spoke about large cities and villages. So what makes a city a large city versus a village? So Ezo here ir gedola. What is a large city? Kol sheyesh ba asara batlanim. As long as there are 10 people that whose job it is to not work for a living, but to sit and learn in shul all day. Pachus mikana reza kfar. If they don't have asara batlanim, then it's just a little village. So it's about Mikra Megillah. That's where we said that you can read earlier than the right day, but you can never read later than the right day. No one ever reads after Tezvav Adar, and cities and villages don't read after Yadalad Adar. So it's only when it comes to Megillah that we say that we only push it back. We never push it forward. We never push it past the right time. Aval, but when it comes to other halachas, like Zman Atzei Kohanim, there used to be a rotation where certain families were responsible for providing the wood in the Beis HaMikdash. They needed a lot of wood. They had fires going on the Mizbeach all the time. So there were certain families who were responsible for providing all of the wood for the Beis HaMikdash. If their day, if their week came out on Shabbos, that it was their time to bring the wood, so we delay it. They would do it on Sunday instead of a day earlier. Obviously, they can't bring it on Shabbos, but they'll do it a day later rather than a day earlier. Similarly, the Tisha B'Av. If Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, so we delay it. We do it a day later, not a day earlier. Chagiga, the Karban Chagiga, if Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, can't bring Karban Chagiga, so we do it a day later, not a day earlier. The Hakel, when the king reads the Parsha, on Motzai, the first days of Sukkot, in the year after Shemitah year, he reads the Torah to the whole people. So if that happens to be on a Shabbos, ma'acharin v'lo makdim. And again, we delay it, we don't do it earlier. Even though we say that we make Megillah reading earlier rather than making it later, you're allowed to do hesped, you're allowed to give eulogies and fasting and do matanos levyonim, all of those things on the day that we read the Megillah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai, Makom Shenichnasin, B'Sheni U'B'Chamishi. Av Makom Shenichnasin, Lo B'Sheni V'Lo B'Chamishi, Eim Koronosala B'Zman. Rabbi Yehuda says this whole discussion about reading Megillah earlier than the actual day of Purim, and we've seen this quote from Rabbi Yehuda already, earlier in the Masechta, but this whole discussion, says Rabbi Yehuda, of reading the Megillah earlier is only true if there is a market day on Monday and Thursday. But if you live in a place where they don't have Monday and Thursday market days, then there's no sense in reading the Megillah any earlier. So there are four halachas in this Mishnah, and that will be main point number two. Four dinim in the Mishnah. Number one, a large city is defined as 10 batlanim, 10 people who learn all day in shul. Number two, in main point number two, the second halacha in the Mishnah, only by Megillah we do it earlier when it falls on Shabbos, but Tisha B'Av, Hakel, Chagiga, and the Atzei Kohanim, we delay rather than doing it earlier. Again, only by Megillah we do it earlier, but Tisha B'Av, Hakel, Karban Chagiga, Atzei Kohanim, all those other four halachas, we delay rather than doing it earlier. Halacha number three in the Mishnah, on the day that we read Megillah early, we're still allowed to do hesped and tainus. We're still allowed to eulogize and fast. It's not really Purim. We just happen to be reading the Megillah early. Halacha number four, in a place where there is no market day, we only read the Megillah on Purim itself. We don't read the Megillah early. In a place where there's no market day, we only read the Megillah on Purim itself, not early. Says the Gemara, Tana Asara Batlanim Shebeis HaKnesses, the Mishnah spoke about 10 Batlanim. Where are these 10 Batlanim? Dafka in Shul, that's where they have to be stationed. In case we need a minion at any time, they're there. So the Mishnah said it's only when it comes to Purim, when it comes to Mikra Megillah, that we do it earlier. My Taima, why is it that we don't do it later? Why don't we push Megillah till later when Purim falls on Shabbos? Why do we only do it earlier? Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel, Amar Kra, Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel says, because the Pasuk says, V'lo Yavar means you can't do it later. V'amar Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel, Minayin shein monin yamim l'shanim. How do I know that when we talk about a year, we don't count the number of days in, let's say, a solar year? We just count that it's the same calendar day. That if I make a neder that on today happens to be Tu B'Shvat when I'm recording this. So if I say that on Tu B'Shvat Tav Shinayin Dalet, I say that for the next year I'm not going to eat that hard buxer that they give you on Tu B'Shvat. So I'm not allowed to eat the hard buxer until Tu B'Shvat of next year. We don't count 365 days. We don't even count 354 days. If it happens to be that the Beis Din makes some shorter, more short months than long months this year, and Tu B'Shvat comes a little earlier, so it's whenever the calendar day is. We don't count out the days. We only count out the months. How do I know that? Shenemar, because the pasuk says L'chad Shei Hashana, and we darshan that means Chadashim Atamon L'Shanim. When you want to figure out a year, count the months. V'Atamon Yamim L'Shana, but don't count the days to figure out a year. Similarly, Rabbanan de Kisri Mishum Rabbi Abba Amru, Minayin Shein Mechashin Sha'us L'Chadashim. We don't count the hours to figure out a month. Meaning, if I say 1 month from now I'm going to do X, Y, or Z, or I'm going to be in a certain location, we don't count 29 and a half days, which is the exact length of a lunar month. 29 days, 12 hours. We just wait till the calendar day on the next month comes. So if today is Tesvav Shvat, so Tesvav Adar Rishon is 1 month later. Even when Tesvav Adar Rishon just begins, we don't have to count the full 29 days and 12 hours. Shenemar, how do I know that's true? Shenemar Ad Chodesh Yamim. What does that mean? Yamim Atam Mechashiv L'Chadashim. You count days for months. V'Atam Mechashiv Shal. But you don't count hours towards months. Oh, so that's main point number three was we don't count days for years and we don't count hours for months. Years are counted by months. Months are counted by days. Says the Gemara further, so we had said in the Mishnah that when it comes to contributing the wood in the Beis HaMikdash, and when it comes to Tisha B'Av falling on Shabbos, and a Korban Chagiga when Yantav falls on Shabbos, and when it comes to doing Hakel, we always delay rather than make it earlier. We push it to be later by a day rather than earlier by a day. So why should that be the case by each of these halachos? So says Gemara, Tisha B'Av, I understand very well. Akdume Puranos Lo Mekadmi, very important concept. Akdume Puranos Lo Mekadmi. We don't make suffering come earlier than it has to. Tisha B'Av is a bad, negative, sad day. We don't want to make it come earlier than it has to, so we'd rather delay it. Chagiga v'hakel, why is it that the Korban Chagiga and the Hakel, those are very happy things. Why do we delay those? Mishum da'akati lo matas man chiyuvayhu, because it's simply not time for them yet. They're not chayiv in those things till the actual date comes. Tana chagiga v'kol zman chagiga ma'achrin. So the Tana taught that not only do we delay chagiga, we also delay the entire zman of chagiga. Question is, what in the world does that mean? I understand what it means to delay chagiga. It means you bring the carbon later rather than bringing it earlier. What does kol zman chagiga mean? So the Gemara asks the question, Bishlam chagiga, I understand what you mean by delaying chagiga. Di mikla b'shabata, that if yanta falls on Shabbos, ma'achrin l'adabasa shabata, you delay it until after Shabbos. El zman chagiga maihi, what do we mean by zman chagiga? The Gemara has three answers. Answer number one, Amar Rav Oshaya Hachi Kamar, Chagiga b'Shabbos v'olas Ri'iya afilu b'Yom Tov. The Korban Chagiga is on Shabbos, and the Olas Ri'iya can be brought on Yantif. Dizman Chagiga ma'achrin. So, because the Zman of the Chagiga we delay. Money b'Shamahi, who's this going like? It's going like b'Shamai, Ditznan, b'Shamai Omrim, Mevi'in Shlomim b'Yom Tov v'in Somchen Aleihen. We can bring a Korban Shlomim on Yantif, but we can't do smicha on it, we can't lean on it. Avalo Olos, we can't bring a Korban Ola on Yantif. You could bring a Korban Shlamim, you could bring a Korban Ola on Yantif, all of that is fine, and you could do smicha on them as well. So the machlokas b'shamim b'silal is whether you're allowed to bring a Korban Ola on Yantif. See, a Korban Shlamim for sure you could bring on Yantif, because there's food to eat from the Korban Shlamim, and you're allowed to shecht and cook things that for food on Yantif. But the Korban Ola gets entirely burnt on the Mizbech. So Bishamai says, well, if there's no food to be eaten, you can't bring it on Yantif. And Basil says, you are allowed to bring it on Yantif. But either way, the first explanation of what it means by Zman Chagiga is to tell us, like the opinion of Bishamai, not to bring the olas re'iyah on Yom Tov. So what does it mean? Chagiga ma'achrin means that we delay it when the Yom Tov falls on Shabbos. What does it mean? Zman chagiga ma'achrin? That the olas re'iyah, the special carbon ola that a person who has to bring when he goes to be ola l'regel on Yom Tov, is not allowed to be brought on Yom Tov itself. We delay it till after Yom Tov. Second explanation of what we mean by Zman Chagiga Ma'achrin, Rava Amar, Chagiga kol Zman Chagiga Ma'achrin Tfei Lo. We can only delay bringing the Karban Chagiga to a later day within that same Yom Tov. But once the Yom Tov is over, then forget about it. It's too late to bring the Karban Chagiga. Ditanan, like we learn in the Mishnah, Mishalo Chag B'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Chogig V'Holich Es Kol HaRegel Kulo. If someone didn't bring the Karban Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov, he could bring it the rest of Yom Tov, the Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, even on the last day. Avar HaRegel V'Lo Chag. But if the Yom Tov is already over and he didn't bring a Karban Chagiga, Eino Chayiv B'Achri Yisrael, then he doesn't have to bring it any other time. It's too late, he already missed the boat, he can't bring it anymore. So what's the second answer of what it means by Zman Chagiga Ma'achrin? That we can only bring a Karban Chagiga when it's still Yom Tov. If Yom Tov is over, it's too late. If that entire regel is over, it's too late. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says the third approach. What does it mean, Zman Chagiga? Chagiga v'kol Zman Chagiga Ma'achrin v'afilu atzeres. Since normally, on most Yom Tov, and the Yom Tov lasts a full week, so we get a full week where we're able to bring the Karban Chagiga, even on Shavuos, where the whole Yom Tov is only one day, we're allowed to bring the Karban Chagiga for the duration of the entire week. Even Shavuos, which is only one day, ma'achrin. We could still bring the Chagiga all week long. Because the Mishnah says that if Shavuos falls on Shabbos, you can still shecht it after Shabbos, even though it's not Shavuos anymore. So you can shecht it throughout the rest of the entire week. So main point number 4 on this page, on this Amud, was that the reason we delay Tisha B'Av is not to make sad days come early. The reason we delay Chagiga and Hakel is because their Chiyuv didn't start till the actual day, till the right day. Main point number 5, 3 opinions of what it means, Zman Chagiga Ma'acharin. Number 1, that there's no Olas Re'iya brought on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, there's no Olas Re'iya brought on Yom Tov, like Beis Shammai. Number 2, we only can make up the Karban Chagiga when it's still that Regel, when it's still that Yom Tov. That was Rav's opinion. And number 3, Rav Ashi's opinion, we can make up a Karban Chagiga of Shavuos for the entire week after Shavuos, even though Shavuos is only one day long. So if Shavuos falls on Shabbos, we can make up the Karban Chagiga for the entire week after Shavuos. Okay, Bezos Hashem, we will pick up with Amar Ablazar in the next year.